You are no doubt holding this book in your hands because you have been struggling to lose weight, because nothing else has worked with the lasting results you desire. And you're not alone. Over the years, I have worked with thousands of clients with all sorts of goals: to run a 5K, to feel more confident in the boardroom, to land an audition, or to stop being so triggered by other people's opinions. Of the myriad areas they would like to work on, nearly 90% of my clients say, quote, "Oh, and if I could lose an extra 10 pounds, that would be great," end quote. In other words, no matter what my clients came to me for, 9 out of 10 also wanted to lose weight as a, quote, "cherry on top," end quote. Of course, there are also clients who come to hypnosis specifically to lose a significant amount of weight, even 100 pounds or more. What this indicates is that almost no one is happy with their weight. Almost no one is happy with their size. Almost no one is happy with their body. While the body positivity movement is thankfully gaining strength, there are still millions of people, mostly women, diagnosed with anorexia, bulimia, or disordered eating each year. According to the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Disorders, ANAD, at least 30 million people of all ages and genders suffer from an eating disorder in the United States. Every 62 minutes, at least one person dies as a result of an eating disorder. Eating disorders have the highest mortality rate of any mental illness. And the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry states, quote, "In the United States, as many as 10 in 100 young women suffer from an eating disorder," end quote. The importance of body positivity. Even though I have helped thousands of clients and customers lose weight with hypnosis, I was nervous about writing this book. I was nervous it might appear that I believe, or that this book might contribute to the cultural discourse and belief, that one has to look a certain way to earn love and acceptance. I do not believe that, not for one second. I believe that being healthy, happy, and free is the goal. This can be achieved in so many shapes and sizes. Feeling unhealthy, depressed, and caged in are causing human beings to live less fulfilling lives than the ones they deserve to live. The only thing I want is for you to learn how to access your subconscious mind so you can do and think and feel what you want to do and think and feel. To reject what others want for you and what their conditioning is keeping you from experiencing. Your freedom. I hope you want to fall in love with your magnificence, which is not something you can buy, because you are already magnificent. Hypnosis can help you to accept and own that truth.